Hey, Corey here. We've had an influx of new listeners, and so I just want to make sure that if you are new to the podcast, you don't just jump in and start listening to these daily episodes, which we've been doing. Please go back and listen to the first at least 8 episodes so you have an idea of what Collapse is, what it is that Corey is talking about. Also, if you've been with us for a while and you're enjoying the content, please join us on Patreon. We would love to see you there. There's a link, as always, in the description. I mentioned recently that I held a call at work with a client who told me that they had recently let go about half of their staff, representing something like 200 or 300 employees, because they were utilizing AI. This was a company that relies heavily on recruiting staff, and essentially they said, there's these new AI recruiters, and we don't need the staff anymore, so they let them go. And he continued to tell me how they are heavily investing in AI technology in the future to further this process of replacing employees with AI. Now look, I know AI is a hot topic. There are so many diverging opinions about what the future looks like in regards to AI, and I can't seem to find myself completely confident in any of those opinions. I think that really there's so many directions it could take, and I view many of them equally possible. Some of them I view very implausible. Some people say, you know, AI is going to be this amazing utopian future. I don't view that as likely. A, because of the technology itself and the ability to get the technology where it needs to be, but B, because of our political and economic systems that simply aren't going to allow for the type of, you know, income equality or lifestyle and freedom equality that would require. Others envision a future in which AI technologically just takes off and explodes and we get this super intelligence, and it's a negative thing where, you know, whether it's the paperclip problem or Skynet or whatever, but it destroys humanity, right? So those are two extremes, but both of them require that AI have some sort of super intelligence. I don't think I really envision the future being either of those two options. But on the more realistic front, there are others who view AI as either A, not progressing really at all. You know, we've hit a wall. And when it comes to the energy demands of AI, the ecological and environmental impact of AI, it's toast, right? Like, it's not going to make it much further. All AI will ever be is sort of the AI slop that we see now, and it will never get the ability to sort of break out into something that is extremely useful, that can replace workers on a large scale, you know, that can truly be reliable. These people say that collapse will hit before then, that the economic restraints, because AI is a bubble, that bubble's going to burst sooner rather than later. And, you know, that technology is not going to take off, essentially. Personally, I can see that being the case. I don't think it's the most likely necessarily. And I'll explain what where I do see the most, you know, probability coming from here in a moment. But I can certainly see that that at least in part being the case. Other people say that AI will be used as an oppressive tool, a tool of inequality, that surveillance, monitoring, control, you know, that it will basically be an AI police state. While yet others say, while it may never hit super intelligence, they still look at it in a positive light and say that AI will allow for the menial tasks that people do to be replaced by AI, giving people more freedom. Maybe there's a UBI, universal basic income, coming our way, in which people will have the freedom to do with their time what they wish without having to be tied to a job. Now, today's episode is not meant to be a full exploration into AI and what the future is going to hold with AI. It is specifically, I've got some articles here I want to read about jobs. I was curious after this conversation that I had, at work with this client, as to what is the reality so far of job loss due to AI, and have there been any updates as far as the predictions for how many jobs will be lost to AI in the future? And along with that, I found some conversation on this very topic recently on the Ark Collapse subreddit, and I thought there was some really good points being made there that I'd like to share here as well for perspective. And as we go throughout this conversation, I think I will mention here or there some thoughts that I have around what I potentially view the next maybe 5 to 20 years to be like in regards to the role that AI will play. And so I think I'll start off by mentioning it has become increasingly impossible, difficult to view what the future is going to be like with any sort of confidence. Things change so rapidly, and with technologies such as these, things can really go any direction at any time. So that is why I appreciate when I can find, you know, articles that try and give short-term expectations without delving too much into long-term predictions. But even then, there's so much uncertainty that any level of confidence, you know, is really non-existent. So this is an article out of Forbes, which I hated. I hate the way they talk about this. Just from the title itself, you can already tell what this article is going to be. 92 million jobs gone. Who will AI erase first? I find it pretty gross that in speaking about job loss from AI, the question is who will AI erase? As if losing your job to AI means that you are erased, that your importance and your value comes from the job that you hold or your career. Doesn't sit well with me. But anyway, this article is talking about a study from the World Economic Forum's Future of Jobs report done in 2025, which predicts that there will be an estimated 92 million jobs lost, displaced by AI, by 2030. That's just a mere 4 years away. It also explored how different communities will be impacted and displaced by AI. Their research indicates that Black and Latino or Hispanic workers are more likely to experience AI-related job losses because these groups of workers are overrepresented in roles more likely to be replaced by automation and AI. Now, other articles with maybe longer-term horizons, I don't think these have specific timeframes attached, but they say that AI had the capacity, the capability to remove or replace 300 million jobs in the coming decades. Now, I want to jump over to this Reddit post, this question that was asked there. I appreciated the conversation, some of the comments. So I'm going to read through this. It was asked, if AI starts taking over jobs, who's going to buy anymore? And this is a very logical question and one that gets asked quite often. Essentially, if there are no more jobs, 300 million people are going to lose their jobs, then how does the economy function? Who's going to be purchasing things to keep the economy moving? So there's two comments I want to highlight here. The first is this. It says, when the Industrial Revolution took hold in England, machine work transformed productivity. The result was mass unemployment as the cottage industries fell apart and rural agriculture no longer required as much labor. Those who tried competing with machine labor failed. This began a mass migration into the cities from the countryside. The actual death of the commons, unemployment rose and the jobs available were low pay and not enough to effectively live. Rent was sky high, families boarded in closets, children were forced to work as clay diggers and brickmakers. This continued for decades. Ingalls and Marx write extensively about it. The point being is that if AI takes over most jobs, society will unravel and things will get worse, and nothing will stop that unless people revolt. Now, I'm not a historian. I don't know the details of the Industrial Revolution, you know, and the truth or accuracy of this statement. But, you know, while I've heard people in defense of AI say, well, the Industrial Revolution happened and all it did was, it increases productivity and look where we're at today. We're fine. Everything in the long run went better. But that is not taking into account the decades of difficulty that it caused for so many people, especially the poorest of people. It also took the middle class and turned them to poverty. On top of that, we also see today the impacts on our climate, on our ecology, on biodiversity, on all of Earth's systems due to the Industrial Revolution over the last 200, 250 years or so. Now, swinging back to the Forbes article, this is especially relevant wherein it says here, although AI has great potential and the ability to close societal disparities, left unchecked, it may further exacerbate racial and economic inequalities in the workforce. While 92 million jobs may be lost due to AI, The same report indicates that 170 million new jobs will be created because of AI. Now, I'm going to pause there for a second. This is a very common defense of AI. Oh, sure, you talk about the job loss, but think about how many jobs will be created out of this. And what I hear most often is AI is going to create all of these new technology roles. Someone's got to run the AI, someone, you know, people working on AI, blah, blah, blah. And it makes it sound like these are going to be high paying jobs that's going to lift everyone. And the people that it replaces are going to be able to pivot and suddenly become, you know, the entry level worker who was doing data entry or customer service or sales or whatever that might be. Now suddenly is going to become some AI expert. But I'm going to finish the sentence here in the article. It said, the same report indicates that 170 million new jobs will be created because of AI, with the jobs expected to see the most growth, including farm workers, delivery drivers, construction workers, salespeople, and food processing workers. So essentially, you know, they're saying we're going to replace white-collar jobs, 100 million of them, and replace them with 170 million new jobs for Uber drivers, for factory workers, for labor on farms, for construction. Now, I'm not saying that any of these jobs are bad. I've done many of these jobs, and there can be very fulfilling, you know, it can be very fulfilling to do that type of labor. But what the article here is describing is much of what we just read about in the comment that was made on the subreddit regarding people who tried competing with machine labor had to migrate. There was mass migration towards cities where they had to take on these lower paying, higher labor jobs. Now, in some ways, the opposite is true here, where, you know, the comment talked about how in the Industrial Revolution, people went from living in rural areas to going to work in more urban areas. And this might have the reverse effect, where people living in urban areas who are used to working in an office may now be headed out to rural areas to become farm workers, construction workers, et cetera, especially because the cost of living in those rural areas is less. And so it may be where they can afford. All right, moving on. I'm going to read one more comment here. It says, capitalism assumes there's always growth, always new ways to make money, but it is an internal contradiction. As a capitalist, their role is use labor, resources, and technology to make profit. The labor uses their wages to buy products. However, labor is often the largest cost for any business, so they try to reduce labor costs. This in turn means people have less money to spend, which in turn forces businesses to cut costs again, focusing on labor. Now we're at the part where businesses may have potentially solved labor costs, artificial intelligence. And the OP is absolutely correct. If no one has work, how do people buy things to keep the economy going? They don't. I also don't foresee UBI happening either, because much of the world contextualizes labor as a virtue and something desirable. So people are being told to work when there is not enough work to be done. The future is pretty much going to be large swaths of humanity living in absolute poverty. Most businesses will pivot to making products for the ultra-rich and security. The rest of us will struggle. Unless humanity gets to a place that recognizes the intrinsic value of all humans, regardless of whether they produce profit or not, we are likely headed to a place where a lot of us are never going to prosper or have comfort of any kind. We're just going to toil for pennies to the end of our days, and we'll like it. Because we have a politics right now that has this dynamic already accept that people feel like their suffering is worth it, as long as other people are made to suffer. This might sound simple, but in my opinion, as long as concepts like race, nationalism, gender, and immigrant are part of our thinking, we will never achieve real progress. Judging other humans based on these trivialities is really our biggest problem. It justifies so much harm, and capitalism requires these concepts to exist so that it can externalize the suffering it creates and use those concepts to induce fear and tribalism. Capitalism is just privatized colonialism and imperialism. Now, there's a lot to this comment. I'm not going to break all of that down piece by piece. But I do think it captures sort of the essence of my feelings around the future of AI. Do I think there will be an AI bubble? Yeah, there was a tech bubble, right? And the way that people invested in technology changed greatly in the early 2000s. But technology didn't go away. The internet didn't die out. The worst of it took place, took hold. We got social media. We got nonstop advertising. And I think that AI will do the same. It will reach a level of maturity in the ways that make people the most money. And those people will use it to make more money. And they will use it to control others in a way that will allow them to make more money. this comment highlights something that I think is extremely important. The future is pretty much going to be large swaths of humanity living in absolute poverty. Most businesses will pivot to making products for the ultra rich and security. The rest of us will struggle. I've seen stats that say that the top 10% are doing 50% of the spending. The economy is being propped up by the top 10% of people. And as that continues to shift, as the top 10% are spending 60% or 70% or 80% of all the money, and the bottom 90% of humanity stops spending pretty much at all because there is nothing to spend, then the economy pretty much just becomes wealthy people buying from each other, supporting each other, corporations supporting the wealthy, and like it says here, pivoting its products to those ultra rich, right? And to the security corporations and companies. Basically, it will all be one sort of massive upward feeding the beast, and poor people will exist only to provide labor to keep that machine moving where AI can't. I think parts of humanity are going to do extremely well, at least for a while, right? In the past, I've thought much about collapse as sort of being, yes, this slow stair-step decline in which standards of living gradually get worse and those types of things. But I think in my own mind and my own imagination, I haven't thought enough about what disparity will look like and the fact that society can continue to quote-unquote function well for a certain subset of it, but for the majority of it, that quality of life decreases. If 1% or 5% or 10% of people live extremely well, but 90% fall off a cliff in regards to their living standards and quality of life, well, if you add that all up, we may still have a net reduction in resources, in quality of life, in standard of living. And so the resources continue to shrink. Livable places on Earth continue to shrink. We no longer have growth on the whole, but the wealthiest do continue to grow, while the poorest, and by poorest, I mean the poorest 90%, the poorest 95%, and maybe the poorest 99% live in squalor. And I do see AI being a huge part in allowing that to happen, in allowing for the wealthy to control the masses, to surveil them, to hoard wealth. I think this will exacerbate the transfer of wealth and allow, you know, be the mechanism by which that wealth can move upwards. One other quick article I wanted to mention here from ApolloAcademy.com talks about why job growth is slow when GDP is so strong. And I want to make the point that, you know, up to this point in 2025 in the U.S., they say that the numbers they have is that 10,000 jobs have been lost directly to AI, meaning CEOs have said, we replaced these workers with AI. 10,000 may sound like a lot to you. It may sound like nothing, especially when you compare it to 92 million jobs over the next 5 years. But I think there's some important things to mention there, and that's that job loss due to AI is not only people actually being let go and replaced. It's not me receiving a pink slip that says, your job is now taken by AI. Sorry, go find a different job. Much of it comes in the slowing down of hiring. It comes in companies, my own and others included that I know of, saying, hey, we're going to slow down a little bit. While we're not going to lay off people, we're not going to be hiring as much as we used to. It may mean moving people around within an organization to different roles, restructuring, but the headcount, the growth is going to slow down. And that is very hard to track. Doing some research into this, it does look like job growth has slowed down. It said there was a 15% decrease in job postings for the types of roles that Gen Z coming out of college and university would be applying for. So it's making it that much harder for Gen Z to find entry-level positions. Gen Z who's already had it hard enough due to inflation. Gen Z who will most likely never own homes. But this article in Apollo basically gives three reasons why job growth is slow when GDP is strong. Number one, lower immigration. Well, I don't see that getting any better, at least not here in the U.S. Two, AI implementation, which is what we've been talking about today. And three, fewer government jobs. This is happening because of the deliberate destruction of government jobs currently by the Trump administration, but also because of catabolic collapse. We're not investing in maintaining our capital that we already have. Those jobs are being let go. They're not hiring for new ones. We're not growing in that capacity. And it's going to be really fascinating to watch in the coming years, you know, what is the trend here? Is this a temporary economic setback, which we've had many of them? It's a normal cycle for that to happen. Or is this something more permanent? Have we seen peak jobs? Have we seen peak economic prosperity for the average American? And I think the answer to that one is yes, 50 years ago, we saw the peak of that. But do we continue in noticeable and accelerated decline from here due to AI taking jobs? All right. Everyone's got their opinions on AI. I know that. Feel free to leave me yours. Again, you can reach out to me personally. You can join us on Patreon, where we're having conversations on Discord. You can leave a comment on Spotify, which I haven't been able to respond to those ones yet, but I do see your comments if you leave them there, and I appreciate them. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hey, Corey here. If you are listening to the back catalog of Breaking Down Collapse, thank you. Those episodes are so vital. They're so important. But I also wanted to let you know that I am now doing daily episodes. Yes, that's right. Here on the podcast, daily episodes. So if you are enjoying the back catalog, great. Please also feel free to zoom forward to the most recent episodes. Catch us daily. They are quick little episodes, and I think you'll enjoy them. Thanks.